What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely.
So stay tuned. Now, we know that society often places great value on the beauty of the human body, and that in many ways it affects how we view ourselves. Body image issues are not limited to the youth, but it's fair to say that they are the most affected group of any society. In fact, a new study shows that many young girls begin to worry about how they look before they begin school. And it does not help that most movies and television feature supposedly beautiful people, including the stereotypically thin and beautiful girl or woman, you know, posing in front of a car, or whatever advertisements, you know, popular culture and in media and its portrayal of body image is very stereotypical. And many people that I've spoken to say that this sets unreal social standards. The other question is, who is more prone to body image issues? Is it girls or boys? Let's talk body image issues up front on The Voice of America.
Personally, you have to see yourself as a person and how you'd want to be, because when you don't see yourself as you want and appreciate yourself.
I think girls are the most affected by body image.
Even boys nowadays, they want to look nice.
Sometimes people get worried when they see me getting fat.
When others tell you that maybe you are this, you are that, you tend to take what they say rather than how you see yourself.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
Yeah, I've ever been worried about how I look. I think girls are the most affected by body image, because I don't think boys are more into fashion, but if I find a girl, whenever I see that, maybe she'll want to go for it. And like boys, free. Most of the boys are carefree and like girls.
Gone are the days when maybe only girls were able to maybe to run up and down to look nice. Even boys nowadays, they want to look nice and maybe, attract the opposite sex, because everybody wants to look nice, to dress well, to look very well. So I should say this is affecting both sides.
I don't necessarily feel worried because of the way I look. I just thank God that I look the way I look, because I feel there's maybe nothing more or less I can do. But sometimes people get worried when they see me getting fat. They talk of maybe that I can develop some health problems. This is the time that such people get worried. But as of me, I don't. I'm satisfied the way I am.
Thank you for joining us on Upfront on the Voice of America. On the show, we're talking about body image today. Generally, body image refers to a person's perception of the attractiveness of their own body and their own features. This concept of body image is used in popular culture all the time, in magazines, on television, in music videos, etc., but also numerous disciplines, including psychology, philosophy, use this reference of body image. So we're going to dig deeper tonight. Stay tuned.
So is the pressure to look a certain way, to conform to a certain standard, social standard of physical appearance, more on women or men, on girls or boys? I brought in two young college students. Maya Dawit goes to school at the University of Maryland in College Park. Maya is of Ethiopian-American descent and our intern here at the Voice of America. I also brought in to represent the male view, the male perspective on this. He's our sports intern, also goes by the name of Downtown Danny. I started off by asking them the kinds of pressures that they go through to look a certain way.
So yes and no. So there's definitely this Western standard of how a person should look. And you turn on your TV, open a magazine, you see this over 5 foot, like 7, thin, like not very curvaceous,
waif.
Very like, yeah, like kind of like looks like if a draft went by, this woman would fall over in a heartbeat. But and then you like you see that and you're like, this is all you see. But then you go and you look online and the average woman is 5'6".
Right.
A size 8 is right. The average. But size 6 is considered overweight at this point in if you're a model, these are, girls are like double
so
zeros.
Does that give you like body image issues right away?
There's like there's times, yourself? Yeah, when like I know girls who when I was younger, like I was just like this gangly little thing that was like people were like, you need to feed this girl more. But like that was just how I looked. And then it changes and you grow up and
right.
You kind of you don't look like that anymore. You get told like, oh, like you look perfectly fine. But then you look on TV and you see this person is smaller than I am. And
right.
I'm being told that I'm small, but she's smaller. So like that's what I want to look like. I want to be smaller.
Right.
But
I want to look like that woman on TV
who doesn't even look like that in real life.
Right.
If you watch those videos of like when they Photoshop things, it's crazy how many like inches and they just cut that all off on the computer.
Let's get in a man's male perspective here.
Okay.
Young men like yourself all have a certain body type that you have to conform to fit in society.
Yeah. There's usually plenty of types, but the ones that usually stick out is the ones that want to be like a rap star. Their pants sagging, jeans really tight, polos.
When you say rap star and body image and everybody wants to look like a rap star, not everybody wants to look like Rick Ross.
Yeah. Well, yeah that's...
Who in the past year has lost almost 100 pounds?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He's
really?
Lost a
DJ
lot
Khaled
of weight.
Too, yeah.
Oh, really?
Because
right.
they're feeling the pressure now,
yes.
too. Like,
yes.
That used to be their things, like
right.
big stomach, no shirt, but now they're like slimming down
yep.
themselves.
Because they felt the pressure.
Of course.
And these are supposed to be the cultural trendsetters of...
A lot of my friends want to work out to look like a certain way, especially when they go out out to the city. They want to be look big. I just want to look normal, healthy. There's really nothing else to say other than
look normal and healthy.
Yeah.
Normal. Like I don't want to just
is that normal?
What is
yeah.
what is a normal?
Like? Yeah, a normal is usually like bench like 225.
Bench like 225.
No, I'm joking.
What's the primary driving force for you to try to look that way?
To stay healthy.
To stay healthy
and fit.
Do you feel that is genuinely why they're doing it, to stay healthy?
I think some of them might be to stay healthy, but I think some of them, like, for example, my brother is 6'2", and, like, this tall, like, gangly little thing, and, like, he never gains any weight. But now he's, like, really obsessed with going to the gym, and he's like, I want to build muscle definition. I want to be, like, filled out and toned. And I'm like, why? Like, you're so thin. He's like, yeah, but being thin is, like, not what I want to be strong and stuff. So who told you that you wanted to look like that?
Right.
And then a lot of times people probably look in magazines and they see a big guy with girls around him. And that's what a lot of people have with them. You're like, oh, I want to be big. I see girls around me. That could happen to me.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
do you feel the pressure falls more on women than it does on men? Because if you look at some of, I guess, the image, the pop culture figures, mostly for men, there is a variation. You had the Rick Rosses and the Khaleds even before they lost the weight. They were still acceptable.
Yeah, being
you
flocked
know, they were
by
cool
women
and they
at
had
all
the
time.
Women,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely think the pressure falls a lot more on women than it does on men. And I think some of it's also like internalized pressure from women that like they think they have to look a certain way. And then you like listen to a song and they're like, it's actually kind of conflicting messages you get from like say rap music where they talk about like I want a girl with like a big booty blah
right.
blah blah, but then it's like
but then you see the models have
yeah, like
really skinny.
Nicki Minaj was a constructed piece of human. Well, like, she doesn't actually look like that, but like, that's what the new standard of comparison is. And no one, it's not really achievable for normal people.
Unless you go under the knife.
We'll be right back with more of our conversations with Maya and Danny right here on Upfront. We're talking about body image. But before we go any further, let's listen to some of your opinions on this topic of body image.
Most of the times when I look at my favorite actor looking good, I always try to look similar. But one other thing I do that makes me to come back to myself is there's never a copycat that is the right image of a person. Because no matter how much I copycat whatever maybe my favorite actor or my favorite singer is doing, I'll never be that person.
The media affect my body image, more especially when I'm reading maybe magazines that explains more about maybe about physical features, maybe about how somebody looks, about facial what, about this and that. When, these magazines, when I'm looking at pictures, maybe dressing even. So that even affects me because I'm saying that, well, how am I dressing? But look at this, it's nice. If you put it on this one, maybe I could look nice. Like maybe this other person is in the magazine. So it really affects me, especially when I'm doing that.
The reality is that men are gauged upon intellect and women are gauged upon looks first. If she's good looking, intelligent, then she's got things going on. And if she's just good looking and nothing's coming out, like, oh, she's a bimbo, but at least she's hot. Like at the end of the day, when you're doing a presentation, a woman knows that everyone's scanning her.
We thank you all for your opinions. Very interesting on listening to some of the diverse opinions on this issue. It's an interesting topic and we would always love to hear from you. Remember, you can always follow us. You know, look for us on our Facebook page. You can follow me personally on Twitter at Upfront Africa. But right here in the studios, we still have Maya Dawit, a young college student, with our intern downtown, Danny. What do you think? Who do you think the pressure falls on mostly?
It's 50-50.
You think so?
I think it's 50-50.
Really?
Because one, I mean, girls obviously have to look a certain way to impress a guy. And then guys have to look a certain way to impress a girl. So if you choose not to try to impress a girl, you have one or two things. You're rich or you're famous.
Works. You either have other qualities that are working in you for you.
Exactly. Well, not for me. I'm not.
Not you. I'm just saying in general. If you're not well built or good looking, then you better have other qualities. Otherwise, ladies are not.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like women don't have that same luxury though.
Yeah. Right. So
whether,
I mean,
whether you're rich or poor.
Yeah,
as
like
a woman.
I could be like super rich and have the best personality, but if I'm 20 pounds overweight, someone's gonna be like, oh, all I see is that. Like, they don't get beyond the past of like what I look like out on the outside.
So there's a lot more social pressure on the ladies than there are on the men. So how do we overcome that? Do you feel like there's a movement among mostly people? And I say this because I've seen a certain independent mindedness when it comes to beauty, to body image, from hair to these, you know, looks, natural looks, that young people these days are kind of, well, I look the way I want to look and I can get away with it.
Yeah, I think part of it's kind of like upbringing. So who's telling you, like, who's kind of teaching you these standards of beauty? Is it coming from home, and what is your family teaching you, and what are you learning in school? But I think a big thing is kind of combating the source of it all, which is what we said is like media and the commonplace where people are getting all these messages. So like in the fashion industry now, there's a big push to not hire models who are size zeros or size twos, and kind of like this whole world of like plus size fashion is becoming a really big deal.
But it's a thing.
And plus size is like, what, a 6 or an 8, which is what an average woman is, which is distorted all on its own. But kind of like...
Wait, so when you're a normal woman, you're actually plus size?
Yeah, woman. Normal is plus size and underweight is the new normal. So kind of just combating it from that standpoint, and like people who are in that industry having to say like, no, like if you look a certain way, if I can count all of your ribs, I'm not going to put you on my runway. Like, go eat a cheeseburger or something.
in trying to conform to this look, how does it affect you?
It changes the entire body image. And some women do it. A lot of men do it, actually.
I mean, like, based on the effects, you look at it and you see people, like, girls are like, and even guys suffer from, like, all these, like, eating disorders. And there's, like, body dysmorphic syndrome where you, like, you see yourself as one way, but you look like the other. I don't know. Personally, I try to go to the gym as much as I can. But when I do, I'm like, hey, I went to the gym today. I'm going to eat an entire pizza. So I've never had the discipline to kind of, like, let it affect me. And I guess I'm fortunate in that way because I've never had people tell me, like, you should probably go to the gym today or something. But
you're probably also still young and that you're not really...
Yeah.
Your body metabolism is still working.
Oh, yeah, which is also really fortunate because I put a lot of junk in my body. But I don't know. I see some people, like, it gets the best of them and it kind of takes over their life and they form unhealthy habits. Everyone should just love the way they look. You are perfect the way you are. And if you want to change for health reasons, then by all means, go for it and take care of yourself. But if you're changing for other reasons besides that, kind of take a step back and reevaluate before you make any drastic decisions.
And for me, I would say be yourself, live your life to the fullest. I like to say one little shout out, hashtag Downtown Brown. You can find me on Sunnyside of Sports on 1700 UTC.
You actually did a plug game for your show.
I wish I had something. Be on the lookout for another show coming also, starring myself and another intern.
Okay.
Sorry, Jackson. Maybe we'll see you at the gym.
All right. It is said that a person's image is thought to be in part a product of their personal experiences, personality, and various social and cultural forces. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Noreen Ballas, a friend of the show, on some of the body image issues she's had to deal with or continues to deal with on a daily basis. Do you ever have body image issues?
Yeah, daily, hourly, secondly.
Mm-hmm. This seems so frequent.
Too frequent is part of my makeup now. And I'm not even joking, which is really pathetic. It's so sad, but it's so true. I am being 100% honest. That is always on my mind.
How you look.
Yeah.
But really, where you live in a village, so
no,
who cares
but,
how you look?
But you know what's really funny is even in the village it matters. Actually, I think it matters more because, you know, they have nothing else to do. So you kind of criticize each other and look at each other, you know.
But your standards are less than, say, your typical New Yorker.
Typical New Yorker.
Who
is fully
engrossed in consumption of popular media and in culture and stuff.
But that's where you're wrong, because popular media and all those, you know, bombardments are far more in smaller towns because we have nowhere else to look but the television.
That's
You know what I mean? So then when we go out, everyone's insecure because they're not, you know.
But you don't go out.
Well, if there's a social or something, or if there's some sort of, you know, family activity or like something
like
going on.
Like an apple picking ceremony?
Not apple picking. Ice fishing, okay?
Ice fishing, my bad. Anyhow, so tell me about your body image issues. When do you start this? Like when you're like at what age?
12.
12 years old? That is so young.
Yeah.
And how do they manifest themselves?
They manifest themselves by other girls. I find that matters what you look like, how you dress. At that time, it was like music videos. Madonna was out at the time, you know, in the 80s.
She was the Lady Gaga of her time.
The Lady Gaga of her time, yeah, totally. So I think, and I didn't even know that it manifested itself until I reached high school and I realized that, you know, I had a bit of an eating disorder, which I found out years later that I had an eating disorder. I didn't know I had an eating disorder.
You just thought you were hungry all the time.
No. Or not, you know, being, you know, playing sports and not eating much, for example. Or if I felt like I ate too much, I would go and vomit. And my parents thought it was okay because they felt like it was funny that I would eat to the point that I didn't understand. So it kind of, it was confusing. And then once I left high school, it got worse in the work field.
Because
I was working and, you know, also going to university. So it became more... you know, invasive. But then,
the eating disorder?
Yeah, it was. I would say it was because it was anorexia / bulimia combination. There would be times where I wouldn't eat for 2 days, and then if I knew that something was coming up where there would be a lot of activity, then I would eat something, and then most likely throw it up. So at times I would even survive on a chocolate bar a day.
On what?
Like one chocolate bar.
Really?
For the whole day.
Just
yeah.
Because you knew that there was an outing that it was coming up over in the weekend.
Right. Or like, no, something's coming up. Or there's a meal, then I would, you know, vomit it kind of thing. Let's say if I had pasta dinner, I would go and vomit it. And this is all just so I can fit into a size 7.
But then you know you're not a size 7.
I'm not a size 7. I'm actually between a 9 and a 10 naturally. So I was below weight, like below my healthy weight. And then, you know, all those photos actually I destroyed because I looked much older for my age and I looked very sick at that time. But everyone said I looked good in real life. So that's what's interesting. That's really
so
what's
they
interesting.
They misled you into thinking everything was
no,
good.
No, people thought it was cool to be that thin. That's the thing, right? Because everyone was telling you, oh, you look great. You know, guys give you more attention. Even though I wasn't, that's not what I was going for. I felt like I had more power if, you know, I had more respect. I had more, you know, when you're younger, you're looking for legitimacy. Well, I think we're always looking for legitimacy, but as a younger person, you're kind of trying to figure out how can I be in control of my situation. So that was how I felt like I could control my situation.
Speaking of which, there's this new study that says that many young girls begin to worry about how they look before they even begin school.
You know, and that's pretty sad to me. Like, I believe it because now, if I had like all these, what are these kids, like, you know, Miley Cyrus or, you know, Britney Spears and all those people that, you know, as a kid, I don't know how I would be today. I only had Madonna, for God's sakes. So imagine if I had all those kind of, you know,
yes,
influences on me. So, and it kind of creeps in. You don't even realize that it's happening. And now as an adult, because I have a personal, like, medical issue that's going on, that's causing me issues in terms of being able to...
Like imbalances and stuff?
Imbalances, okay. And also, like, you know, so it's kind of causing some issues for me in terms of weight, and it's a constant battle.
Like you battle weight gains and stuff?
Yes, I battle weight gains, and it's difficult, and it makes me depressed.
Okay.
Because at one point in your life, when you're a certain way, and you know what it feels like, and then you change. And I can say that I've been on extreme ends for both, and I can say one thing. I know people do treat you different when you are a bit, you know, heavier.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a positive response to it, not in terms of men, but in terms of woman to woman. I found I gained more female friends when I was bigger.
There's more empathy.
More empathy. I'm more approachable. I guess, you know, when you're also, I think there's just a judgment that goes with a certain weight or how you handle yourself. But overall, though, I'm thinking personality matters. People say personality doesn't matter. It does. You can be the hottest thing, like the skinniest thing, but have no personality.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So this is one thing I've learned is that, you know, what people need to focus on, and young girls is, and men, is the personality, building of the character. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. And I've established that intellectually, but... What's really ironic is that still today, like before you called me, I was thinking, I need to do a cleanse. I need to figure out how can we, you know, shed this weight, the winter weight. So, you know, it's kind of...
Because the summer is coming up, you need to look good.
Exactly. The summer's coming up, you need to look good.
But wait. I don't understand that because given your religion, it's not like you're going to go skimpy. So,
no, but it's not about exposing your skin. It's about wearing clothes that, you know, kind of form-fitting. I can't cover myself in a big parka in the summertime. I would love to.
but now
everyone can see the bulges and all those, you know, areas that you're uncomfortable with, right?
Okay.
So now you're out in the open.
Tell us about that little story in Uganda where you had like a body issue story where it was a positive reinforcement for you, the first comment.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time in my life. Like, I was battling it at that point.
And you packed on a couple of pounds.
Yeah, more than a couple of pounds. So I, you know, basically rolled off the airplane, you know.
Literally.
Literally. I rolled like a ball onto, you know, Ugandan soil, and I'm waiting there thinking, you know, with my backpack, you know, with my pigtails, like I look like a, you know, just, you know, pudgy cheeks and everything, and I fall off there, and the cab driver, you know, he's like talking to me, and I mean, he dropped me off. He goes, "You're so beautiful," and I almost like passed out right there because I was like, I was actually thinking, is he talking to me? I was stunned.
You're like, who, me?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and I'm looking
yes,
around.
You.
I'm thinking, okay. He goes, "You're so beautiful." And I'm like, I mean, he could have at that point even, like, you know, robbed me, and I wouldn't know.
Because that would be, like, take everything.
Yeah, because I was like, whoa, and there I am with my belt so tight, you know, and I'm just, you know, adjusting myself. And I'm like, what in the world? Because, you know, my bag fell on the ground, and I was picking it up while he was telling me this. And then the whole time, the reinforcements in Uganda really helped me, funny enough, shed most of the weight.
Let me ask you a question, Nadia. Is it possible that a person's perception of their appearance can be different from how others actually perceive them?
Absolutely, Jackson. I think that many people would be able to relate to the idea of looking in the mirror and seeing an image stare back at them that is not what they really imagine themselves to be. So you might have a very slender person looking in the mirror and seeing someone much bigger than they actually are in reality. And I've got a close friend of mine who recently told me that she looks in the mirror and she thinks she sees an image much slimmer than she actually is. And she says that she thinks she's in denial about being slightly overweight. And so it's absolutely, it's a realistic concept. It's something that relates to people's hair, to people's skin, to people's lips, to whatever the case may be, because that's what body image is about. It's how do we perceive what we actually look like, and is the way we perceive it a true reflection of what we actually look like?
People waiting this chalet, you listen to Jackson Vanganyi for Upfront with the For Voice of America.
Now, Jackson, some say that men are less worried about how they look and thus have less body image issues. Can you shed some light on that for us?
Well, Nadia, the pressure seems to be more on women and less on men. But let's just say that a person's sense of their own physical appearance usually is in relation to some cultural ideal, and that shapes their body image. The society has a little bit of a double standard when it comes to men and women and their body image. And so it's true that men have less body image issues than women do.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed, put on my best suit, got in my car, raced like a jet, all the way to you, knocked on your door with heart in my head.
Thank you for listening to Upfront on the Voice of America. I would like to thank my co-host Nadia Sami, all the way in Johannesburg, South Africa. I'd like to thank the contributors to the show from all over the continent who contributed to the show with their opinions on the issue for the day. You can always continue this conversation on our online platforms, our social media platforms, Twitter, on Facebook. My handle is @UpfrontAfrica. Also find us on Facebook and like our page. Leave us a message and also let us know what you want to talk about next time. So until then, my name is Jackson Vunganyi. Goodbye.
You leave no choice, can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be.
violence. If dead in a Miami, away from the violence.